the last 2 days, when I was squeezing my hand, it was reflexing naturally tighter. I had such anxiety. I didn't have a conversation to have with you guys regarding the message until 3 minutes before the meeting started, because I was on the phone with David, and then I got on the phone with Tony. But I was on the phone with David, I was talking about anxiety, the anxiety that I was feeling. And through that, I got a brain concept in my mind about, you know, where does anxiety come from? And how do you utilize it? Because I've been trying to figure out ways to use my anxiety. Some people might just call it energy. And a lot of people often have said to me over the years of my life, like, do you do drugs? You're always high. You're always like running 100 miles an hour. Yeah, the drug is called adrenaline. And it comes from my anxiety. I'm running on adrenaline. 90% of my day is on adrenaline. And it's cool. It's good. It's, you know, adrenaline's a natural drug that doesn't hurt you. But to that point, our anxieties originate from personal expectations we set on ourselves, as well as our own personal insecurities we put on ourselves. So they're coming from expectations and insecurities. That's where anxiety comes from. If you think about it, you say, well, how do I use my anxieties as a weapon? It's super simple. We talked about it already. What do you want to focus on, the good or the bad? So if you focus on your expectations, then you're going to work to get them. If you focus on your insecurities, they'll be debilitating to your efforts towards your expectations. So basically, your insecurities will keep you from your expectations, while your anxieties, if you allow them, they'll drive you towards your expectations. When you solve 10 problems, 100 new ones reveal themselves. And those problems are what I call negative opportunities. If you look at things that are negative as an opportunity, that is how you don't let your anxiety become debilitating. Many of you heard me say the phrase over the years, that's a negative opportunity. That's the trick. That's why they don't stop me. Things will go wrong. So what? Learn from it. Be better. It's not as difficult as you might think. It's all about what you focus on. Focus on your standards, your expectations, not your insecurities. And if you do that, you can be great.